This is the Jerry DePoto Show.
Presented by Ram Trucks.
And GEICO. Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions. The breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves. The reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and more.
We do have Jerry DePoto with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time today.
I'm glad to join, guys.
James Paxton matches his career high with 10 strikeouts. You get your top two starters to win the final two games. I guess Paxton didn't technically get the win, but pitched really well. You win the final two games of the road trip. You guys got to feel pretty good about coming back, all things considered, with all the injuries you've had.
I think all things considered, we feel great about it. The road trip was a little disjointed with the weather in Minnesota, followed by the weather at the first couple of days into Kansas City, particularly that first night. Two blowout losses made it feel like it wasn't going well. And you look up and lo and behold, we haven't lost the series. We came out of it with a winning record and hopefully we're a day closer to getting fully healthy.
Hey Jerry, left field right now, you've got Ben Gamel coming back. Can you talk a little bit about Ichiro and Guillermo Heredia, who have both played out in left field, just where you are with those two guys?
Yeah, it's like as you've seen in the construct, more often than not when we're facing a right-hand pitcher, it's been Ichiro, and more often than not when we face a lefty, it's been Guillermo Heredia. And Guillermo, like we have seen over the last couple of years, we feel is an exceptional defender. And more often than not, he will finish the game defensively, regardless of who started the game. So Ichi's done his thing. He moves the ball around. He has been it's remarkable what he's able to do at this stage in his career, and he's been a great impact and effect in our clubhouse. And we'll see where we are when Ben Gamel returns. Right now, our general feel is that we'll just add the extra outfielder, and the great likelihood is Ben will garner most of the playing time, and we'll have to see how the rest of the pieces fit.
Now, we know that Gamel's coming back tomorrow night for the first game against the A's, and it sounds like Cruz over the weekend. Do you have a progress report on Zunino? Any chance he'll be back Monday for the start of the Astros series?
Well, I'd say it's a little premature to suggest that Ben Gamel will be back tomorrow night. We're not necessarily expecting that right now, but that's still a little bit up in the air, and TBD, I would say for certain by the time we were playing Houston, but maybe not this weekend. In regard to Nelson, we also anticipate that he'll be back sometime this weekend. And Zunino, we are expecting sometime between now and the end of the homestand. And, you know, still a little bit of a moving target. He feels good, but we want to make sure that once he returns to the field, we're not dealing with, you know, an ongoing or lingering issue. We want to solve the problem and get him out there at 100%, or as close to that as we can.
We're talking to GM Jerry DePoto. And Jerry, do the Twins owe you guys something for sicking a bald eagle on your starting pitcher in the midst of that road trip?
Pretty weird, huh? I can honestly say I've never seen that one. And what I think would have led me to run away in fear, James Paxton handled it remarkably calmly. And I was fascinated, actually. When I grow up, I guess I would like to be James if a bald eagle decides to want to land on my shoulder.
You know what, Jerry? I fear that if that was me, and I think you kind of alluded to it, that I would reach over and smack the bird or something. That would have been a bad look, man.
I agree. The bird's going to win that fight. That was my first inclination, and I know I would have run around like a madman, and it probably would have ended well.
Jerry, also, your new center fielder, he's got a hit in every game he's played. He's looked really good out there in the outfield. D. Gordon, this has to be exactly what you hoped for when you guys traded for him.
Even more. You know, and what he brings to the team, and in addition to what you just said, he finds a way. He finds a way to get himself on base, and he's been remarkable in terms of being a catalyst, even just to start games. It seems like every game he's out there to start it off. And what he does on the bases, the fact that at this stage in the season he's already tallied, you know, 5 stolen bases, and he's played what I think is excellent defense for the most part. And take away a cold day in Minnesota, and I think the results from D, and frankly from the rest of our outfield, have been remarkable.
Hey, Jerry, we got a chance to talk to Marco Gonzalez the other day. Don't know if we've spoken to a more well-put-together, mentally, just everything, great, nice kid, everything. Had a rough outing the other day. Tell us about his makeup and how he'll overcome that.
as the makeup's as good as it gets. You know, I honestly hope he turns out to be as good a pitcher as his makeup would suggest. He's a terrific kid. He works hard. He's accountable. And quite frankly, he's positive and he's confident in what he does. I thought his first outing to begin the road trip in San Francisco was Marco Gonzalez. That's what we see as his future. And like a lot of guys with limited experience in the big league, you're going to get some unevenness along the way. And that would account for the second start, which is what we saw in Kansas City. I think Marco will benefit, as will most of our starters. They will benefit when we start playing more regularly. The fact that, in this case, Marco was making a start for the first time, I think, in 7 days, that's uncommon. And hopefully we get to the point where these guys are taking the ball every fifth or sixth day and they can find their rhythm and get in a groove. That's been a little hard with the way, as wonky as the schedule has been for us these first couple of weeks.
Boy, Jerry, Ryan Healy seemed like he might have been on the verge of breaking out of it with that three-run double that he had in Minnesota, and then he had the post-game workout where he sprained his ankle. I'm not sure when exactly he's going to come back. But what are the expectations for him? And do you attribute his slow start to maybe pressing with his new team, having the hand surgery, and having a shortened spring training? Or what do you expect from him when he gets back?
You know, I think the struggles are due to all the things you just mentioned. He clearly started late in spring training, was coming off of the hand surgery, was exacerbated by an ankle sprain in the spring, which he frankly just re-sprained. And, you know, in this case, Ryan was pressed. He's a very accountable young guy. He wants to prove that he was worth going out and acquiring. And I think he has made no qualms about the fact that he wants to play here for a long time. So it was a huge double that drove in the runs there in Minnesota. And hopefully that's a tipping point for him to grow on. You know, unfortunately, a gym-related ankle sprain or turn of the ankle that resulted in a sprain really was certainly not planned. But I don't think it's going to be terribly long. And, you know, perhaps by the time we get to the activation of Erasmo Ramirez, which we think will be about the third week of April, we're looking around that time for Ryan to return as well. Now, the thing I'm happiest about with Ryan is how easily he's transitioned to first base defensively. I think he's, and with the struggles that he had with the bat for those first five or six games, which is an incredibly small sample size, he did do a very nice job of transitioning with the glove to a position that, frankly, he hasn't played full time. So, you know, we're very much looking forward to what comes with Ryan Healy once he's back to full strength offensively, because we've seen the other parts of his game and we like that.
Last question for you here, Jerry, and this is Jerry DePoto, the Mariners general manager. Edwin Diaz, he's got four saves, but this last outing, he failed to strike out the side. And I was just wondering if there's any level of concern that, seriously, he's been unbelievable, hasn't he?
Yeah, the disappointment. You could feel it from Kansas City to Seattle, I suppose. He has a look on his face. He has a confidence to him that, you know, and Eddie in the worst of times is confident in his own ability. But, you know, he has been awesome since the start of this season. And, you know, that first outing he had against Cleveland where he teetered on the edge and he got it done in front of a big crowd, I think really it got him going. And right now he is about as consistent in the strike zone, as consistent with executing his slider. And the velocity really hasn't dipped below 96. I mean, he's been 96 to 99 miles an hour. And it's not normal Edwin Diaz where he will occasionally spray the ball around and then ultimately miss a bat later in a count. He's going after these guys, and it is three or four pitches, and he's just putting them down and moving on. His efficiency and maturity has come so far. You know, right now, he'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the league that's throwing the ball any better than him at the back of a bullpen.
He is Jerry DePoto. Jerry, as always, you're really gracious with your time, and we appreciate you joining us.
You got it, guys. Glad to join.